Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we once again thank him very much for the sponsorship. We are holding toward the bottom of Kuf Lamed Alef Lamed Beis. We sort of stopped at an awkward place. We were in the middle of discussing the chiv of a Levi in Matanos, whether a Levi is in fact obligated to give Matanos or not. So we were in the middle of discussing the third of three rayos as to whether a Levi gives Matanos or not. And we said that it all depends on whether a Levi is called Am or he's not called Am, because the Torah, when it talks about giving Matanos, uses the term Am. So Rafa's Masupak, whether a Levi is called Am or not. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether a female Kohen can receive Matanos. Is it only for a male Kohen or a female Kohen as well? And then on Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss whether Matanos apply to an animal that's a Safek Chaya, Safek Behema. Because the Torah only says it by a Behema, not by a Chaya. So what if you have a Koi? What if you have an animal that's a Safek Chaya, Safek Behema? The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to discuss a Bechor we know is Pater from Isos. That we already learned in the Mishnah. What happens if a Bechor gets mixed in with other animals, 100 other animals that are not a Bechor? So how do you handle the Matanos? Is there a Chiv Matanos of any of those animals? And we're going to discuss the Patur of a Kohen from giving Matanos, and what the status would be if one has a Shutfus with a Kohen. Does that get you out of having to give Matanos? And then toward the end of Amud Beis, we're going to have four different statements of Rav Chista about the Dinim of Matanos. He's going to talk about the punishment for those who do not give matanos, how many kohanim you should divide up the matanos amongst, how to prepare them for eating, to eat it properly, begedula, and which kohanim dafka not to give your matanos to. So we left off at Amarlach Rav, which is really not a great spot, so maybe we'll go back to Tashema just to read quickly. So Tashema, the third possible raya, Tashema is about 12 lines before the end of the page, right in the middle of the line. Last one line is Lo'ovik Chavim. So Tashema, Hashokhet HaKoyim Lo'ovik Chavim Pater Man HaMatanos. If a person shechts for a Kohen or for Lo'ovik Chavim, he's Pater from HaMatanos. That's a mission we're going to see today. HaLelevi LiYisrael Chayiv. But the implication is that if a Levi owns the animal, then he's Chayiv in HaMatanos. So don't you see it's a Raya, it's a Kasha and Rav, who wasn't sure whether Leviim are called Am or not. Here we have clearly that Leviim are Chayiv in HaMatanos. Says Mar, no, that's the wrong deal to make. Lo tema halevi li Yisrael chayiv, ele ema hal Yisrael chayiv. Not, the diuk is not that had it been a Levi or a Yisrael that owns the animal, you'd be chayiv. No, if it's Yisrael, you'd be chayiv. But if it's a Levi, maybe not. Have a Levi, my potter. Well, when you shech for a Levi, you're potter from matanos. Why didn't we just say that initially, that if you shech for not just an Ovid Chavim, but a Levi also, you're potter from matanos? Va'odin. Furthermore, Hatanya Shochet the Kohen Lovik Chavim Pater Matanos. We have a brace that says explicitly that only when you shech for a Kohen or a Lovik Chavim, you're Pater Matanos. Lelevi li Yisrael Chayiv, but you shech for a Levi or a Yisrael, you're going to be Chayiv. So Tiyufta Rav, that's Taka Tiyufta and Rav. We see that a Levi is Chayiv and Matanos, and Rav said that we're not sure whether a Levi is called Am or not. So this is where we left off yesterday. Amalach Rav. Rav would respond, not a Kasha on me, Tanayi, to Machlokas Tanayim. The Tanya, the brace, when it talks about the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Pasuk says V'chiperes Mikdash HaKodesh, that we're achieving Kapara for all sorts of Averos of Tumah that were committed. So V'chiperes Mikdash HaKodesh Zeh Lefnei V'lefnim, that's Mechaper for Tumah that happened in the Kodesh HaKadashim. Oel Moed, when the Pasuk says Oel Moed, Zeh Heichel, that's Mechaper for Tumah that happened in the Heichel. Mizbeach Kimashma'o, that's Mechaper for Tumah that happens by the Mizbeach. Yechaper Elu Azaros, that's Mechaper for Tumah that happens in the Azara. Kohanim kimashma'o. Kohanim is mechaper for Kohanim that b'shogeg entered the Azara b'tuma. Am hakohol elu Yisrael. That's a reference to Yisraelim that came b'tuma into the Azara. And yechaper elu alevim. Yechaper is an extra word to darshan from it. The levim are also included in the kapara for tumas mikdash. But apparently am hakohol was not enough to include levim. We needed another word on top of that to include levim. But v'tani yidach, we have another brayse that says, no, yechaper, that last word is not for levim, it's elu avadim. That's referring to avadim kananim, who also are not allowed to enter into the mikdash. Mikdash Tamei, so they need a kapara as well. Apparently, the Tanya Idach, this second Brisa, thinks that Am HaKohol already includes Levim, and that's why Yechaper is free to darshan about Eved Kananim. So my Lav Ba'akamifgi, isn't this exactly the Machlokas? The Marsavar, the second Brisa, holds that Ikru Am, that Levium are called Am, and therefore that already included an Am HaKohol, and Lechaper is free to Dashin about Eved Kanani. Marsavar and the Tana of the first Brisa holds Lo Ikru Am, that Levium are not called Am, and therefore they need the word Yechaper to include Levium. So you can't ask a Kashan Rav from a Brisa that tells us that Levium are called Am, and therefore Chayiv and Matanos. Rav will just show you that it's a machlokas tanaim. So says Gemara, okay, but even if it's a machlokas tanaim, how do you paskin? V'rav, isvir lekaitana lema, v'isvir lekaitana lema. Rav, what do you hold? If you hold like the Tana that they are called Am, so say that way, bivadaus. And if you hold like the other Tana, say that way, bivadaus. So says Gemara, masafkale ikaitana ikaitana. Rav wasn't sure. He had a suffix whether we hold like the Tana that includes Levi and Am, and therefore in Matnos Kuhuna, in the Chiv of Matnos Kuhuna, or does not include Levi and Am, and therefore is not including the Chiv Matnas Kuna. Darsh Maremer, some Maremer Darshind, on both issues that we dealt with yesterday, Hilchas HaKavase D'Rav, we pass them like Rav, that we assume that it's a suffix whether a Levi is called an Am, and therefore we cannot take Matnos Kuna from them, because it's a Motzi Mechaver Lavaraya, Vilchas HaKavase D'Rav Chista, and we pass them like Rav Chista on the other issue that we dealt with yesterday, which is if one is Mazik Matnos Kuna, or one eats Matnos Kuna, that they're Pater. For damaging Matnos Kuna, you're going to be Pater. So those are two Piskei Halacha. We're going to return to those two Piskei Halacha a little later in the daf. Now we move on to a different topic. What about giving Matnos Kuna to a female Kohen? Ula v'yav matanta l'kahanta. He would give the Zerah l'chayayim v'keva to a Bas Kohen, even though the Torah says v'nasan l'kohen hazerah l'chayayim v'akeva. He understands that Kohen means not just Kohen, but Kohenes as well. And Rashi points out, no difference whether she's married to a Kohen or to Yisrael, even though when it comes to Truma, a Bas Kohen can receive Truma, but not once she's married to a Zar. Once she's married to a Zar, she's not allowed to have Truma anymore. But by Zerah L'Chayayim, we're not going to say the same thing, because by Truma there's Kedusha, and Truma is Asur L'Zarim. But Zerah L'Chayayim Keva, like we mentioned yesterday, don't have any Kedusha. The Kohen can share, much like Maaser Rishon that a Levi gets, where the Levi is allowed to share his Maaser Rishon with whoever he wants, and he can give it to Yisrael. There's no Kedusha that would limit it about who, in terms of who's allowed to eat it. Same is true with Zerah L'Chayayim Keva. The Kohen can invite his Yisrael, his Zar friends over and eat the Zerah L'Chayayim Keva together. So therefore, you can give it to a Bas Kohen, even if she's married to Yisrael, according to Ula. So Eisei Rav Ula, Rav challenged Ula. There's a Mishnah Masechta Sota. Minchas Kohenes Ne'echeles. The mincha that a Bas Kohen brings is like a regular carbon mincha where you take the kmitza and you eat all the shirayim. But minchas Kohen ain't an echeles. But the Torah tells us dafka, a mincha that's brought by a Kohen is kalil tia lo se'echel. The whole thing is burnt and you don't eat it at all. So v'yam Kohen hafil Kohenes. But if Kohen means Kohenes, so shouldn't the minchas Kohenes be included in the same halacha of a minchas Kohen? V'aksiv v'kol minchas Kohen kalil tia lo se'echel. And that should include Kohenes as well. So don't you see, Ula, that Kohenes is not a Kohen? So Amalei, so Ula said to Rava, Rebbe, he called him Rebbe, even though he wasn't really his Rebbe. In fact, Ula was Gadol Mimenu. The Ad Malachi points out that Ula was Gadol from Rava, but he called him Rebbe as a Derech Kavod. So he said, Rebbe, mitunach, that I have an answer to that Kasha. Aaron Ubanov, Ksuvim Beparsha. But in the Parsha of Korban Mincha, the Torah mentions Aaron Ubanov. And that therefore teaches me that when we use the word Kohen, it's very limiting. It's only the male Kohanim. But typically speaking, whenever the word Kohen is used, it would include Kohenes as well. Debe Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Kohen velo Kohenes, v'yomot sasmanam furash. Then no, Kohen means Kohen and not a Kohenes, that by Matanos, because when it comes to the Matanos, it said Kohen Stam, and by Menachos, it says, b'nei Aaron. So we learn sasim and amavurish. We learn that just like by Menachos, it's b'nei Aaron. So over here also, it's only b'nei Aaron. So you can only give the matanos to male kohanim, not female kohanim, according to the debate Rabbi Shmuel. By truma, everyone agrees that a bas kohen can get truma as long as she's not yet married to a zar. So that's what Tosos raises a suffix. We just say the same thing about a bas kohen who's not married when it comes to matanos, meaning truma is more chamer than matanos. So you would imagine that if a bas kohen who's not married is allowed to receive truma, she should be allowed to receive matanos as well. And the Rebbe Shmuel is only telling us, don't give it to a bas kohen who's married to a czar. That's the only problem that the Rebbe Shmuel is telling us. So that's what Tosfos raises that possibility. The Beis Medrash of Rabbi Lozman Yaakov, they learned that a kohen, that when we say kohen by matanos, kohen afilo kohenes, it includes kohenes as well. Even though normally the word kohen means only kohen, not kohenes, he would agree. But by matanos, it's different because have miut achamiut vein miut achamiut l'rabos, because there's a double miut in the parsha. The word kohen appears twice in the parsha of matanos. It says v'zeh yeh mishpat hakohanim, and it says v'nasan lakohen. So since the word kohen appears twice, and each time the word kohen appears, it means only men, not women. So it's a miut achamiut, and therefore we include women as well. So it turns out that according to the debate of Rabbi Shmuel, he holds the same thing as Ula as far as giving matanos to a kohenes, that you're allowed to give matanos to a kohenes, but for a different reason. Ula thinks the word kohen includes kohenes, and the Rebbe Elazar says, no, just the opposite. The word kohen, dafka, excludes kohenes. But if you have a double exclusion, then it's an inclusion. So Rekiv Eger just points out, nafka minu would be, what about other matnos kuna? Let's say pidyon haben. Is a kohenes included in the word kohen? Can you give a kohenes pidyon haben? And that's the sheet of Tosos and Kiddushin, daf chesamid aleph, that a kohenes can even receive pidyon haben. But if it's a special riboy that we only have by Israel L'chaim Akeva, so pidyon haben, then the kohenes shouldn't get anything. So according to the debate Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, no way can the kohenes get pidyon haben. There are many Rishonim hold that you cannot give pidyon haben to a kohenes because the pasuk says v'nasata akesev la'arun ulevanav. So it has nothing to do with the whole discussion of kohenes. It's just that it's beferush in the pasuk. Okay, says the Gemara further. Rav Kahana achal b'shvil ishto. Rav Kahana was a Yisrael. His wife was a kohenes. In fact, that's the discussion by pidyon haben. Rav Kahana's wife used to get pidyon haben money. So Rav Kahana, who was a Yisrael and his wife was a kohenes, was achal b'shvil ishto. He would take the matanos on behalf of his wife, and he would eat the matanos. Meaning, he held like Rav Lozman ben Yaakov and like Ula that you're allowed to give it to a kohenes, and by extension, as the husband of a kohenes, he would take it as well. And the assumption is, the Achronah point out, it's an Anan Sahadi that a woman is maskim to give her matanos to her husband, that she's more than happy to share it to the husband, so you can skip the middleman and give it directly to the husband. And therefore, if a woman says, I dafka don't want them given to my husband, then obviously you can't, because she's the one that has the real zuchus in them. Rav Papa achal b'shvil ishto. Rav Papa also was married to a bas kohen, and he also would get the matanos. Rav Yemer achal b'shvil ishto. Rav Yemer the same. Rav Yidi Barav achal b'shvil ishto. So a number of gedolei amoraim who were married to a bas kohen would enjoy the matanos because their wives were entitled to it, or they thought that they held that their wives were entitled to it. Amar Ravina, Amar Li Maremar, Hilchsa Kavase Drav. So now reviewing all the different sugyas we did, we paskin like Rav that it's a suffix whether Leviim are called an Am and whether Leviim are chayv matanos. Hilchsa Kavase Drav Chista, we paskin like Rav Chista that if you're mazik matanos kuna or you eat matanos kuna, you're pater. Hilchsa Kavase Du Ula, we paskin like Ula that you're allowed to give the matanos to a kohenes. And one final one, Hilchsa Kavase Drav Adbarava, that Leviya Shiyolda Bina Pater Michamish. That if a bas Levi gives birth, that she's pater from pidyon haben, that there's no requirement to pidyon haben on that child. So we're just quoting all the different psakim, I guess, of Ravina. So we're repeating the ones we already said, and we're bringing in one that we haven't discussed at all. So we just mentioned all these four piskei halacha of Ravina. Okay, so now the mitzvah of Zorah L'chayim Akeva, we said is only knowing by behema, but not by chaya. So Tan Rabbanan, Hazorah L'chayim Akeva noagim b'klayim. It would be knowing by an animal that's a combination of behema and chaya, that the mother is one and the father is something else. ubekoi and by a koi, that which is born from a chayim behema. Rabbi Lozer Omer, klayim abamina ezim and a rachel, chayim matanos. No. If it's klayim that comes from two behemos, the mother and the father are both behemos, but different types of behemos, that's where you're chayim matanos. But bekoi, patim and matanos. But if it's a koi, meaning that one parent is a chaya and the other is a behema, no, then it's going to be patim from matanos. So the Gemara explains, but in order to understand what the Gemara is about to explain, it's important to realize we already sort of had this discussion once about the koi. We discussed Osov Espino. So the Gemara discussed the Kai in that context. There was a Mishnah on Daf Pei Gimel and Beis that a Kai is Chayiv in Kisei Adam Misafek, in Perek Osov Espino, not about the Mitzvah Osov Espino, that a Kai is Chayiv in Kisei Adam Misafek because it might have a din of a Chaya, and a Chaya is Chayiv in Kisei Adam, a Behem is not. So the Braisa, so over there the Gemara brings the Braisa. For this brisa that we brought over here, where there's a machlokas, Rabbi Lozer and the Chachamim, whether a koi is chayiv in matanos. So the Gemara says, what koi are we talking about over there? Is it that which the father is a behema and the mother is a chaya, meaning minatayish u minatzviya, that the mother is a chaya, or is it the opposite, that the father is a tzvi, the father is a chaya, and the mother is a behema? So the Gemara says, both in the Mishnah of Kisei Adam and in the Braisa of Rabbi Lozer and the Chachamim, we're talking about a koi that's ba mitzvi utayasha, that the father's a chaya and the mother is a behema. So now, with that background, that we're assuming that the koi in question over here is that the father's a chaya and the mother's a behema. So only if it's holy chachara aim would it be chayiv in matanos. If it's holy chachara av, it would not be chayiv in matanos mifti. Kaimland, the name Kisei Adam Matanos, when it comes to Kisei Adam Matanos, Lomish Kachase El Bitzviya Balatiyasha. The Koi that we're talking about is where the father's a Chaya, mother's a Behema. Ubein Rablaz, Ben Rabbanan, Misafkulhu, Ichoshin Zara Avien Choshin. And both Rabban and Rablaz would agree that there's a suffix whether the father counts at all. Whether we just say that the Vlad is Miuchas Achara Aim and just has the status of the mother, or we're also Choshesh for the Zara Av, and therefore it's considered a 50-50. And Rabbi Lozer and the Chacham disagree when the Torah says se, which is a behema, is chayiv matanos, even when only miktsa se, it's chayiv, or no, you're only chayiv when it's 100% pure breed, an absolute se. So Marasav or the Chacham holds se v'afilu miktsa se, that even that which is only a miktsa se is chayiv, and therefore this koi is at least a miktsa se, its mother is a behema. Marasav and Rabbi Lozer holds no, sev afilu mitza se lo aminan. It needs to be a pure breed. It needs to be 100% se, and this is not. So if it's only mitzvah, so it's going to be pater. So Bishlam, Rabbi Lozer, the pater, I understand why Rabbi Lozer will pater the koi from matanos when its father is a chaya and its mother is a behema, because maybe we're choshish for zera'av, and therefore this is only mitzvah seh, kasavar sevelo mitzvah seh, and when it's mitzvah seh, it's pater from matanos. El Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon say yichayv matanos. Ni nami de kasavi sevafil mitzvah seh. I get that they want to say that even mitzvah seh, that even if it's just partially a seh, it's considered a behema. Why would they be chayiv matanos like a full behema? But at least palgulish kol idach palgalei malei icy raya deimchoshin lezara avushkol. He should still only have to give half of the matanos, and the other half he should say, if you could bring me a raya that we're not choshish lezara av, and therefore this is entirely a behema, good. Then you could take the other half of the matanos. So the Chacham, however, in the Braisa said that we're just knowing matanos on the koi. Sounds like you're giving all the matanos, not just half of them. Shouldn't they say 50% of them you can take, but the other 50% of the matanos, you need to bring me a raya that I'm really chayiv to give it? Chayiv b'chatzi matanos. Yeah, that's what it meant. When it said chayiv, it really meant only chayiv b'chatzi matanos. The Gemara over here never explains the reason for the Mishnah legabi kisei adam. Meaning we brought in the notion of kisei adam, but the Gemara over here never really goes through it because it's not really relevant to our sugya. We don't have to explain it right now. So says the Gemara further now. Masav Rabbi Zera. So now Rabbi Zera asks on this teretz that we just said. So we just said, no, when we say that a koi is chayiv, in matanos means half the matanos. So Masav Rabbi Zera, Koy yesh b'drachim shadon l'behem v'yesh b'drachim shadon l'chaya v'yesh b'drachim shadon l'chaya v'la behema, that in certain ways a koy is like a behema, certain ways it's like a chaya, certain ways it's like both. Ketzad chelbo asur kechel v'behema. The chel of a koy is also like the chel of a behema. V'dam l'chaya v'lchasos k'dam l'chaya. It's like a chaya in the fact that you need to cover its dam after shechita. V'drachim shadon l'behema v'la chaya shadam v'gido asurim k'behema v'chaya. Its dam and its gina nasha are asur both like the dam and the gedanosha of both the behema and the chaya. The chaya b'zrol chayayim ba'keva, and it's chayav in zrol chayayim keva like a behema. Rabbi Elazar potter, Rabbi Elazar says no, it's not. So we have machlokas as far as zrol chayayim keva. But v'im isa, if it's true that even the chamor mechayav in zrol chayayim keva would only be mechayav in chatzi zrol chayayim keva, chayav v'chatzi matanos mi ba'ilei. It should have said chatzi. Why does it say that they're just chayav in zrol chayayim keva? Says Mar, I did tana chelba v'damet lo masi chatzi chatzi mishumachi lo katani chatzi, to keep the lashon consistent. Whereby the chelav and the dam, it doesn't make sense to talk about chatzi. So over here also, Bezrael Chaim Akeva didn't mention chatzi, but the reality is that it really is chayv and only chatzi, Zrael Chaim Akeva. So Rav Huna Barchia said that a koi, which is half behema and half chaya, is chayv and chatzi matanos. Not everyone agrees. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Am Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Koil Rabbanon Chayv Bekulu Matanos. That according to Rabbanon, that a Koil is Chayv Matanos doesn't mean Chatzi. That Chayv in all the Matanos, entire 100% of the Matanos. Titania, because the Baisa says, Shor Matamalomar. What does the Pasuk tell me when it says Shor? Meaning when the Pasuk discusses Matanos, it says, Im shor im se v'nosan l'koyin azrael l'chayim v'akeva. So shor matam lomar. What's it telling me? Shor matam lomar im shor. What's it telling me with the extra word im? Shor is already enough. So the rabbi says a klayim. It's coming to tell me that a klayim, that animal that's klayim from two behemos, an Eiz and a Rachel, you know, nothing to do with chaya. Its parents are two different types of behemos, is also chayv matanos. Se matam l'varim se. Then when it says se, why does it have to add the extra word im se? L'rabo says a koi. That comes to tell me that a koi is also chayv in matanos like a behema. Good. So it says my Rabbi Lazar, hi im lomeli. Rabbi Lazar who patters a koi for matanos. What is he darshan from the word im that it says by shor and by se? Meaning obviously he's not going to be able to use it to tell me that a koi is chayiv because he holds that you patter. So it says my mibayle lechalek. He uses the word im to tell me that you're not only chayiv matanos if you shech both a shor and a se. Either one, shor or a se. So the word im comes to divide between the two of them. V'rabbanan l'chalik min alahu. How did the rabbanan know to be mechalik? Nafkuluhu me'es zivchei hazevach. They learned it from the fact that the pasuk did not say me'es zovchei hazvachim, but zovchei hazevach. So it sounds like zevach echad is chayiv. You don't need zvachim to be chayiv. One slaughtering and you're already chayiv in matanos. Rabbi Elazar, haimei zovchei hazevach may avodai. What does Rabbi Elazar do? Rabbi Eliezer do with zovchei hazevach? Mibay lelechad rava dam rava hadin matabach. He uses that to teach the din of rava that the din of the kohen, if the kohen wants his matanos, he should go to the butcher. He should go to the shochet who shechted the behema because he's the one that's chayiv to give the matanos. That's who his business is with. It's with the shochet of the behema, which is an interesting idea. We're going to discuss in a little more detail. Hadin matabach. What do you mean? I thought it all depends on who the owner of the animal is. So it's some combination that if the owner is a kohen, for example, pater. If the owner is a levi, so that was our whole discussion whether am or not called am. But yet somehow the din is with the tabach. It's the shochet's responsibility to handle the matanos. Okay, so the Mishnah had said that if you shechtu b'char behema, you're not chayiv to give the matanos. So now our Mishnah discusses new Mishnah, b'char shenasarif b'meya. Let's say you have a b'char, which is pater from the matanos, that gets mixed in with 100 other animals that are not b'charos, that are all chayiv in matanos. So b'zman shemeya shochtin eskulan. If you have 100 different people shechting these animals, meaning everyone just takes one animal and shechts it, they belong to 100 different people, potim eskulan. You don't have to give zroa l'chayim akeva at all, because each one could say that his behema is the b'char, and therefore he's pater from matanos. And if you don't like it, then prove to me that my animal is not the Bukhar. echad shochet es kulam, but if one person is shechting all of them, they all belong to one person, potan lo echad, then we only pata one of them, because there's only one bechar in the mix, and the Bailim could say on one of them that it's behemas bechar and it's pata for matanos, but the rest of them, he knows, the other 99, for sure are going to be chayiv in matanos. Chassam Sofer raises the question why we pater in the case where different people shecht each, you know, where it gets divided to 100 different people, each person takes one animal, why do we pater all of them from Atanos? Each behema comes from a rov called the parish, Meruba parish. And over here, the significant majority, 99% of them, are chayiv in matanos. So true, ein holchin b'mamon achar rov. Matanos kuhuna, we don't say that, though. We're going to see in a couple of days, in Daf Kof Lamed Aleph, that by matanos kuhuna, we do follow rov. Even by safek hashakol, cheskas mamon does not help by these matanos. So certainly, if the rov is mesayeya, the kohen is being toveya the matanos, it should, we should follow the rov. So Chassam Sofer says, you know what? Meikra din on a daraisa level, we would be mechayiv all of them in matnos kuhuna. But the chachamim, it's a din derabbanan that the chachamim patered them from the matanos. Why did the chachamim pater them from matanos? Because there's another din at play. Anytime you're going to have a chumrah, you have to recognize where you're going to end up being mekel, in what way it's going to sacrifice a kula on the other side. Says the Chassam Sofer, min haTorah, all of these behemos are mutar begiz v'avoda misafik, because the bechor is batal berov. But the chacham made an additional din, an iser, that they're all asr begiz v'avoda, because balei chayim are not batal berov, they're a davar chashuv, they don't become batal, so therefore they're all going to be asr begiz v'avoda. If we're going to take zro l'chayim mekeva from all of them, then everyone's going to say, oh, so they don't have kedushas bechor, and then everyone's going to come to do giz v'avoda on it. So by being machmir on one end, you're going to end up being mekel on another din. So the Chassam Sofer said they did an assessment and they thought it wasn't worth it. Not worth being machmir on the matanos at the expense of the iser giz v'avoda. Better to be mekel on the matanos, and then people will at least honor the din that the rabban made of the iser giz v'avoda. Okay, shochet the kohen lo v'chavim patr min matanos. If you're shechting a behema for a kohen or for a non-Jew, so it's patr from matanos. V'mishtativ imahen. If a Jew makes a shutfus with a kohen or with an ovid chavim, sarich sheyirshom. He has to mark off a simon that people should realize that there is a shutfus over here, and people shouldn't think that he's just not giving the matanos. How does he do the simon? So Tosa seems like it could do. Rashi sounds like, and Tosa sounds like whatever simon you want, as long as it's a simon. There's no like set simon that has to be made. Just they probably had certain simonim that were universally understood in those times, and when you made such a simon on the meat, then everyone knew that it was that it was a shutfus, and that's why it's part from Zerah L'Chayim Keva. The Rambam, however, in the ninth paragraph of Hilchos Bikurim, writes that Yirsho means to make a simin on the behema which chalakim belong to you and which chalakim belong to the kohen, and you should dafka mark off that the chalakim that are matnos kuna belong to the kohen, and everyone will then understand that that's why it's part of matnos kuna, because dafka those parts that are the matnos kuna already belong to the kohen. But the Pashas and Rashi tells us not that way, that you don't need to designate the matnos kuna as the parts that belong to the kohen or to the guy. You can designate any part of it as belonging to the kohen or to the guy, and just by virtue of the fact that the behema is owned by shutfus, it's pater from the matnos kuna. But the im amar chutz min amatanos, if at the time that the kohen sells Yisrael a piece of the animal, he says that he's selling it except for the matanos, pater min amatanos, then it's pater from the matanos, because the matanos stay by the kohen, so you don't have to make any simanim on it, you don't have to mark it, it's absolutely pater from matanos. Chassam Sofer is bothered by the lashon pater min amatanos. Who's pater? The Israel? He doesn't have them. The Kohen sold him everything except for the matanos. So of course it's pater from the matanos. He doesn't have the matanos. So the Chassam Sofer says, no, the case is Kohen gave him the whole animal, and it was a harama. He said, yeah, I'm selling you everything except for the matanos, and then, you know, but when the Kohen is keeping ownership of the matanos, he's allowed to share it with whoever he wants. So now it's ki'ilu, he's giving it to the Yisrael. But the Kohen never really kept the matanos. So that's what he's telling us. Pater min matanos, that such a harama is mutter, that you're allowed to do such a harama. If Yisrael says to someone, sell me the b'nei me'ayim of this cow, and the kevas in the b'nei me'ayim, so nosan the kohen, the Yisrael who buys it has to give the keva to the kohen, and he doesn't pay any less for the than the price that was agreed upon in the Bnei Me'ayim, just because he doesn't get to keep the keva, because it's understood that you're not going to get to keep the keva. That's one of the manas kuna. But if you buy it by weight, and they weighed the keva along with the rest of the Bnei Me'ayim, then nilson the kohen u'menakel adam. You still have to give the keva to the kohen, but you don't have to pay for it. You can deduct that from the money that you paid. Good, says Gemara Vamai. Why is it, going back to the first case in the Mishnah, when 100 different people take each take an animal, and in that mixture of 100 animals, there's one that is a bechar, so why is it that they're all pater from Zerah L'chaim Keva? A clever Kohen should do the following. Yavol of Kohen Mishnei Tzadim. A Kohen should say, look, mi manafshach, you owe me something. V'leimelei. Ibuchar who kuledidehi who if it's a bechar you're right you don't owe me Israel l'chayim keva you owe me the whole animal the entire animal is a matnas kuna bechar is one of the matnas kuna v'ilav bechar and if it's not a bechar havli matnasai okay then at least give me the Israel l'chayim keva at least you owe me the matnas kuna shabo so why can't the kohen come with such a taina some Rav Hoshaya of course he can v'bali de kohen bechar liyisol b'mumo the case that we're dealing with it was a bechar that the kohen already had and after it developed the mum and it didn't have kedusha anymore. He sold it to the Israel. So now, if it's a bechar, he's no longer entitled to the entire animal, and that's why he's going to have to prove that he's entitled to matnas kuna. Hashoka the kohen lo b'chav patr min matanos. So we said if someone shucks for a kohen or a no b'chav mispater from matanos, the listeni kohen lo b'chav patr min matanos. Why doesn't the Mishnah just say that a kohen and an akum are patr min matanos? Why is it someone who shechts for a kohen and no b'chav? Amar Rav Zosimeres is what we said before. Hadin imatabach that the Kohen's taina when he wants to get the matanos is with the shochet, the guy who shechted the animal, and that's why the Mishnah says that if you shechted a behema that belongs to a Kohen or an Ovid Chavim, the shochet doesn't have to give the matanos to a Kohen because normally it's the shochet's responsibility. The Rashba points out that the shochet cannot tell the Kohen that this behemoth is not his and therefore go to the Bailim and ask them. No, the halacha is that the Tabach himself has to be mafresh the matanos from the behemoth that he shechted and give it to the Kohen when the Kohen asks for it. But if the Tabach already gave the matanos to the Bailim or he sold them to someone else, then he's not going to be chayef to give anything because we pass on like Rav Chista that Mazik Matnas Kuna or Achlan is Pata. We already said it twice in today's daf that we pass in that way. That if you Mazik or Achlan Matnas Kuna, you're Pata. So that he would have such a din of a Mazik or Achlan Matnas Kuna. But the Ran points out that even though the claim that the Kohen has is with the Shochet, if the Tovas Hana'a of the Matana is Shaykh to the Bailim, the Bailim is the one who's entitled to the Tovas Hana'a, which means the Bailim gets to choose who to give it to. So it's a little difficult to understand this din, that his din is with the Shochet. So Kohen's going to come to the Shochet and say, I want the Matanos. So the Shochet has to give it to him. Well, the Shochet should have to find out if the Bailim wants to give it to this Kohen or to a different Kohen. So that's what the Shochet say. You have to say it's Makire Kuhuna over here. That the Kohen that's making the claim is Makire Kuhuna of the Bailim. That this is the person the Bailim always gives all of his Matanos Kuhuna to. And then the Shochet has a responsibility to give it to him. Darash Ravis, Ravid Darshan, says in the Pasuk, Me'es Ha'am, Velo Me'es HaKohanim, that Kohanim are not included in Am, and that's why Kohanim are Pater from Matanos. K'shuom, Me'es HaZevach, when the Pasuk says Me'es HaZevach, and it doesn't say Me'es Ha'am HaZevach, Havayom Rafilu Tabach Kohen B'mashma. So I would say that if the Shochet is himself a Kohen, he has to give the Matnos Kuna. Only if he's shechting for himself, if it's his own animals, he Pater. But a Shochet, that's a Kohen, has to give the Matnos Kuna. Ushbezichnei Rabbi Tavla, Rabbi Tavla's host, Kohen, however, was a Kohen, Vavadachle Milsa, but it was terribly poor. So also came to Rabbi Tavla, so he came to Rabbi Tavla to ask Eitza what he could do for Parnasa. So Armalei Rabbi Tavla said, you're a Kohen, you have it made, here's what you got to do. Zilish Tate Pate Tabche Yisrael, make a Shutfus with as many Jewish Shochtim as you get, with as many Yisrael, not Jewish, obviously, with as many Shochtim that are Yisraelim, that are not Kohanim, as you can. They'll be so eager to have a shutvus with you because your shutvus is going to pater them from matanos. So everyone's going to be interested in being mishtatif with you. So chayve Rav Nachman was mechayev when they did it. But after he made such a shutvus, Rav Nachman was still mechayev in matanos. He was still mechayev, even though there was a shutvus with this coming. So Amalei, so the Yisrael said, Rabbi Tavla patron. Rabbi Tavla said that it's patron because there's a shutvus with the coming over here. So Amalei, Rav Nachman said, Zil Apik, do what I said, give the matanos to the Kohanim, the ilal, and if you don't, mafik nalach Rabbi Tavla miyunech. I'm gonna take Rabbi Tavla out of your ear, meaning I'm gonna reject all of his rayas that he has to whatever din he has. Also, Rabbi Tavla kamed Rav Nachman, so Rabbi Tavla went to take it up with Rav Nachman directly. What are you doing? My time of Marachi. Why are you doing this? What, a shutfus with a Kohen doesn't pata from matanos? Well, all of a sudden, so Amalei, so Rav Nachman explains to Rabbi Tavla, to chiyas Rabbi Acha bar Chanina midroma. Rabbi Acha bar Chanina came from the south. Amru b'shuban Levi zikne dorum amru Kohen tabach shtayim shalosh habasos patam in matanos. If you have a Kohen who became a shochet, the first 2 or 3 weeks he's part from matanos because it's not yet a kavua thing. So you could still say, yeah, he's shechting for himself, and when he's shechting for himself, he's part from matanos. And only if other people want to be kona, he's going to sell them the basar. But that's not really what's happening. He's really shechting for himself, and that's why he's potter. But mikan ve'ela chayiv b'matanos. Once it's already been more than 2 or 3 weeks, he's not shechting for himself. Obviously, he's running a business. He's shechting for other people. And once he's shechting for other people, that's already a kavua thing that he's shechting for other people. Then he's going to be chayiv in the matanos min haTorah. So armalei v'lavelei mar mihas k'ravacha bar chanina. Okay, so at least the first 2 or 3 weeks, give us a break. That it's considered that he's shechting for himself. That's only if he didn't open up a storefront. He opened up a store and said that he's a butcher shop. So it's hard to call that shechting for yourself. Meaning when Meikara, on day one, you're already calling yourself a butcher shop, then it's very hard to say that you're shechting it for yourself. So it's like a similar halacha they have when a person moves into a town. He doesn't have to pay the taxes until he's been in town. The Gemara in the first paragraph of Babasa says for X amount of time, 30 days, 12 months, depends on which tax. The Gemara says, but if he buys a house, so that's it. So then he's living there. So Amar Rav Chista, Hai Kana Dol Mafresh Matanta. If you have a Kohen that sells behemos to other people and he's not Mafresh Matnos Kuna, Lavi B'Shamta Delokei Yisrael. He should be in a Shamta, in a Cherem Takarosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Bar Shila, Hani Tapchi Du Hutzal, the butchers of Hutzal, Kaimi B'Shamta Rav Chista, Ha Es Mitatin Shnit. They've been in that Shamta for 22 years because they're not giving the Matanos. So the Mai Hilchasa, why do you have to mention that they were in Shamta for 22 years? If you're trying to say it's enough already, enough with the Shamta, it's obviously not working. The point of the Shamta is to motivate them to do the right thing. It's obviously not working. But didn't we learn a brisa about medvar mamurim? When do we say that we don't continue to put someone in a cherem when they just keep on doing the iser b'mitzvos lo saseh? That's when it comes to a mitzvos lo saseh where there's mises bezdin or kares, because they already have an onesh, so it doesn't help to add a Shamta on top of it. Avol b'mitzvos say kigon omla say sukkah veinosa. But if a person refuses to do mitzvah say, he refuses to build the sukkah, lulav veinosa, refuses to take lulav, I say tzitzis veinosa, refuses to put tzitzis on his dal kanfus, makanos hachetetzi nafsho, then we just keep on going at him until he dies. You don't stop pressuring him. So it's a machlokas whether that's to be taken literally. Rabbeinu Yonos called the Shidduch Betzos not mamish till he dies, but till he's weakened significantly. And some are medayik in the Rambam that no, mamish till you just keep at him. And if he refuses, then it's his own problem. Ella the kansinu below asriyasa. What it means is the reason we mentioned that it's 22 years is to say that we can start giving him knassos without extra warning. We can make extra penalties on him. Ki had rava kanis atma, Rav Nachman Yitzchak kanis glima, that they would take away more of the animal, or they would take away the person's clothing in order to give a special knas for failure to give the matanos. V'yamar Rav Chista, another statement of Rav Chista related to matanos. Zroa le'echad, the keva le'echad, l'chayayim l'shnayim. The way to divide it up is give the zroa to one kohen, the keva to another kohen, and the two cheeks to two different kohanim. Eini v'akiyas Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, amma rava palgina l'garma garma, that in Eretz Yisrael they would divide up the matanos bone by bone into different kohanim. So haslam b'detorah. Yeah, that was a very large animal. If it's a very large animal, you could divide it up even further. But if it's a smaller animal, you want to make sure each kohen gets a davar chashuv, so you don't want to divide it up into tiny little pieces. Amar Rav Bar Bachana, Amar Rav Yochanan. Asa lechol mi behemah shel horma matnoseha. You're not allowed to eat from an animal that the matanos were not taken from it. Amar If you eat from a behema that the matanos were not taken from it, it's like eating tevel. But we don't pass them like that. Matanos are a chiyuv that the butcher has to do, the shochet has to do to give to kohanim. But if he doesn't do it, it doesn't make the basar asur b'achila. There's no din of tevel by matanos. A third statement of Rav Chista relating to matanos, final one for today. Am Rav Chista matanos kuhuna eina chalos el tzli veina chalos el bechardel. Matanos kuhuna should only be eaten dafka barbecued, roasted, and also only with chardel, with mustard, because that makes it taste very good. My time, Amr krav lemashcha legedula kederach shamalachim ochlim, that it should be eaten begedula in the way that kings eat. So with chardel, with condiments, I understand. So that's gedula. That's the way that that kings eat. But l'chora, there's an extra chiddush in this Gemara over here. Like it Yosher points out, in the name of the Truma, in the name of the Rebbe of the Truma Sadeshen, that if a person enjoys meat on Shabbos, one prepared one way or another, so you could eat it however you like. But if he enjoys it roasted as well as cooked, better to roast it, because that's fundamentally, our Gemara seems to assume, that's a greater legedula. So if you're choosing, should you barbecue the London broil or whatever, or put it in a pan or something in the oven, probably better to barbecue it, because that's considered to be a greater sense of legedula. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the fourth statement of Rav Chista.